Hey, everybody. Welcome back into Vikings Connected. That's Ben Lieber. My name's Aaron Newberg, and it's your favorite time of the show, the Golden Nacho Award.
It is, and because we don't have a show next week because of the Thursday night game.
That's right.
We're going to load
we'll miss
up.
You.
Okay, so this is some soccer guys, and number 22 in yellow is supposed to get out of the way of the free kick. I don't even know if that's the right term.
So the goalie gets mad.
And just kicks it anyway, but kicks it into the back of him, and that's...
Is that a legit score?
That's a legitimate score, because he's outside of the line box area.
That's what you
I'm
get.
I'm not sure what it's called.
But that's, this goalie, that's what you get for getting mad and being unsportsmanlike. However, I probably would have been just as mad at
it. Well, guess what, goalie? Look at all that space you have.
Yeah, you're right.
You can move out of the way and kick the ball.
You're right. That's when you don't go to your anger management classes. That's what happens.
All right, so then we have two clips of some refs that... Had some bad days.
It's not easy being a ref these days.
So as you can see...
Oh, nobody even hit him. He just knocked over on his own.
Backpedaling is tough.
It is tough.
It's very tough.
It is tough, especially in tennis shoes.
Yeah.
On turf.
Now we're going to transition into college, and this is the Alabama game. So at the very end of this clip, watch the referee come running in there.
Ow.
And bites it.
Oh.
But credit to him. Flag comes out.
Sure does.
Sure does.
He still did his job.
Committed.
Committed.
So this is from the other night.
Okay.
This is the Monday night football game.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The Cleveland Browns are lining up to kick the game-winning field goal.
Yep.
All right. So this is vintage Browns football.
Okay.
They end up blocking the field goal.
Okay.
With no time on the clock and run it in to score. So this is some of the fan reactions as they're setting up because they want to celebrate this game-winning field goal.
Right.
But this is actually them dejected.
I hate the Browns so much.
Okay, you can do it, buddy. Look at how mad he is.
And he knows he's being filmed, so he's like, come on.
He's like, come on, I'm tougher than the team.
Oh, jeez.
And then I bet he ended up taking it off. Wait, I know the pain. Like, every team has been there once or twice.
Yeah, they have.
I'm tired of losing!
So this is another fan reaction. This is a kid trying to take a selfie as they line up.
It's like, I'm
and
get
I love his reaction. Just, again.
Oh, all right. My God. Okay, never mind. I'll find something else for Snapchat tonight. Okay. I'll do something different than that.
He was so ready.
Oh, he was like, I'm going to show this to the girls, to the ladies tomorrow at school. I was there.
Oh, yeah. He was thinking this is going to go viral. This is going to be great. A great reaction with the game-winning field goal behind me. And he just casually strolls out like, son of a... Okay, this is another bad play. This is... I don't really understand what's going on here because the Dolphins are down by 18 points with 5 seconds left in the fourth quarter, and they decide to onside kick.
Doesn't make any sense.
We never quit, boys. But the onside
never works
if you kick the ball out of bounds.
Do you think any team has ever gotten 18 points in the final 5 seconds?
No.
Okay.
No.
So this
was never happened. It's never happened.
He's like, idiots.
Yeah, Todd Bowles is like, what are they doing? Like,
we'll gladly win this game.
All right, so now I get to pick a winner. There's six of them.
There's a lot to choose from.
Yes, but I'm actually going to go with the guy that's sporting the 51 jersey. I'm so mad I'm going to rip this very tough synthetic fiber. And he fails the first time, gets it on the second and third try, gets 80% done, and it says, screw it, I'm just going to like take this thing off here. Yeah. So, all right, so this guy's this week's winner. And we'll see you guys in a couple weeks. All right, that's going to do it for our show this week. I want to say thank you to everybody for sending in your hashtag Vikings Connected questions to us. Had some really good ones.
We sure did. Now, next week, we're not going to have a show because of the Thursday night game down in Arizona, but you can stay connected with us on Vikings.com. And, of course, use hashtag Vikings Connected on all of your social media. So we'll see you in 2 weeks.
See you guys.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.